Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my co-host, Tone.
Good evening, boys.
Welcome back, Tone. He is with us via Zoom, and we also have moderator AJ.
What up, what up?
And editor D-Say. He's off there in the corner. He has an easy night tonight. We have a super awesome episode on slate. It's week three of the NFL. AJ, do you want to just quickly run us by last week and how it turned out for us?
Yeah, so last week, the boys, unfortunately, Nate minus Nate, the boys were at Mountaineer.
Yeah, I was not at Mountaineer, unfortunately.
We were just doing the thing, man. It was a good time, and hopefully you can make it next time. We golfed. We went to the sports book. We popped Dakota's cherry. It was his first time in the sports book.
Okay.
I think he enjoyed it. You know, did a little blackjack, the usual. Nothing too crazy. But, you know, overall, we had a pretty good week. Nate, you had a really awesome week.
Yeah, I'll take it for sure. 4-2, I believe. That puts me 9-3-1 on the year, which is a whopping 75%, which hopefully if I can keep that going, then I'm going to make a lot of people a lot of money.
Yeah, 4-2 plus 2 units for the week. You had a nice teaser. Browns minus 6, Titans plus 12.
Yeah, and I needed that tease because the Browns only ended up winning by 10 points. So,
yeah. I actually stole half of your tees, half of Tone's tees, took the Browns minus 6, Broncos with a pick. Lovely for your boy, so I appreciate both you guys for that.
Great dub.
Sorry, Tone, your tees did not cover on that one, but the Broncos did, so that was cool.
Really hate to see it.
Tone, my guy, hey, wasn't the best week, but that's part of sports betting. That's what happens, you know? It's not going to be a killer week every week. That's part of the game. So, Tone, you came in at 2-3-1, down one unit, but you're going to get them back this week. People listening back at home, you know, Tone, I feel like we kind of rushed those picks a little bit. You know, I'm going to back you up here. If I recall, we were sitting in the hot tub, just a couple dudes, skis sitting in the hot tub, and the lines just dropped, and we were kind of just, we had the Monday Night Football game. We were just really trying to push those out for the fans. So you had a little bit of time to prep this week, so I know you're going to bring it back with this week. And lastly, our luck it ends for last week. Went 1-1, 50%, which is pretty solid. And for the year, luck it in is 4-1-1, 80%. You guys are up plus 3 units. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys luck in this week.
Yeah, for sure. I'm also super excited. Also, TikTok, what's up? We are live on TikTok. Right now, you are currently watching the process of a Luck Changers podcast show. So you're getting the first look at it. Consider your guys self lucky. We're going to be firing some really good picks at you, but we have something super fun, super interactive. If you guys want to throw your answers out there, go ahead. We have a super fun segment that we call...
What did he say?
What did he say? So every week, Dakota's going to give us a question, and it's D-Say versus the LCP. And right now, I have it D-Say 2, LCP 1. So
we'll get back.
I'm going to give the two of you guys a question. I am going to let you guys think about it for the episode. I'm going to post it on Twitter and Facebook. And then before we close out, I will come back to you guys for an answer.
All right. What's the question?
So what did he say? Zach Wilson had a rough second game into his career with 4 interceptions on Sunday.
Not promised.
Who holds the record for most interceptions in a rookie season?
I'm pretty confident in that one.
Okay. So it's been posted. Hopefully we get some interactions this week.
It's on Twitter and Facebook?
Twitter and Facebook. It's been posted. So I will keep an eye on that throughout the episode, and we'll come back to that before we close out.
I'm pretty confident. I think I got this one.
Okay. How are you feeling, Tony? You feel pretty confident in that one?
I'm really confident that Nate's confident. It makes me happy. So
okay.
Feeling good about that for the squad.
I like
that.
Hey, I got us, partner.
you know, like to always pat my back. I actually did get this one right before the show started. Okay. So, you know, hey, we'll see. So anyways, we recapped. We dropped the trivia question for you guys. What do you say we go ahead and get into the lines this week?
Yeah. So what everyone's been waiting for.
Let's do it. So NFL week 3 lines. We're going to start with Thursday night football, which is tomorrow. We have the 2-0 Carolina Panthers. They are currently minus 8 points. They are traveling to Houston to take on the 1-1 Texans. The over-under for this game is 44. And, you know, the Panthers, they start the season with a 2-0 start. Pretty impressive. Sam Darnold's looking revitalized. CMC's healthy again. Do you think the Panthers are real this year? Are they pretenders? And what do you guys think about the line?
Yeah, Tone, I'll go ahead and take this first one, and we'll go from there. Yeah, the Panthers are really quiet, 2-0. No one's really talking about them. I love the way Sam Darnold fits into this offense. He has guys like DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, who's already really comfortable with being on a team with the Jets. And I like this defense. This defense plays tough both the week so far, and I don't see it changing playing this Texans offense with no Tyrod Taylor. Davis Mills steps in, which he's pretty unproven.
Trash.
Yeah. We'll see. He played a tough defense. You got to give the Browns credit. They jumped on the rookie, but they have vets on that offense like Mark Ingram, Philip Lindsay, David Johnson, Brandon Cooks, Danny Amendola. So they got a lot of veteran present minds to kind of lift Davis up if he tends to struggle. So I don't think the Panthers are going to get him by more than a touchdown. So I'm going to take this as a first part of a tease. I'm going to tease the Panthers down to just giving 1.5 points. I think they can at least get him by a field goal. This Texans team, I did mention, I think they go 1-16 after they got that first one against Trevor. So I mean, I can't go against it now. Panthers will win. Not sure by a touchdown. It's Thursday night, short week, so who sees?
Yeah, I do think the Panthers, that defense is the real deal. So for me, I'm going to take the Panthers minus 7.5. I don't want the tease. I hate the hook, but I really think they come out here and they put on a show. So they're really low key. Their defense is averaging, I think they're allowed 21 points in the first two games. I know their opponents weren't ideal, but this Texan squad isn't much to write home about either. So Davis Mills is a third string quarterback. He's actually only played 18 games since high school. So I don't know. I can't see him coming out and really doing much. I'm rooting for him, low key, but I don't think Vegas is caught up with this Panthers team. And I like that line. I feel like 7.5 is a bargain. So I'll take the Panthers minus 7.5.
Here, Tone, let me give you something that'll make you feel a little bit better about that pick. So against the spread, the Panthers are 7-0 in their last 7 games. So,
ooh.
And that's on the road, like too. That. So that looks really good for you.
Yeah, I love them teased down. There's no way they let the Texans beat them.
Right. And I feel like I got a money teaser where I don't even have to sweat it because I'm about to tell you guys here soon.
All right. Well, let's
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, let's take it to Sunday then. Sunday at 1 p.m., we have the 1-1 Washington football team. They are currently plus 7.5 points. They are traveling to Buffalo to take on the Bills. Over-under for this game, 46 points.
So I almost did what I believe Nate's going to do. I almost teased the Panthers down with the Bills. It just seems like easy money. I did tease the Bills down, though. It's hard not to tease them down, especially now I can get them minus 1.5. I will disclose the second leg of my teaser at a later time, but this line's moved quite a bit. It's interesting. It started off, I believe they were 9. It was at 9. Now it's at 7.5. So I don't know. I feel like Heineke on the road. It's his first start on the road, that is. And I don't know. I like the Washington football team. They're talented. Their defense is good. I think they can keep it close. So who knows if they'll cover, but I definitely like the Bills to win. I feel like they're in a rhythm now, and I got to take the minus 1.5.
Yeah, you might not think I'm doing what you think I'm doing. I'm going to pass. Okay. I'm going to pass this Bills game solely because I can see the money pouring in on Washington solely on the way this line's moving. They've had extra time to prepare for this game since they played last Thursday. Buffalo absolutely went berserk against Miami. And I think this is a game where the Bills can slip up and they're going to start talking about the Bills tomorrow or on Monday, 1-2. Are they still the real deal? I want to stay away from it because everyone's so high on them right now. I not saying I don't like the pick. I love the pick. I just don't want to jump in and be the game that loses with everyone. So I'm going to pass it. The second half of my teasers in a little later time, but I also have two teasers today. I got a lot of games, a lot of stuff for you guys to listen to. So I bet most of these games. So for the show, for the program, I'm going to keep my winning percentage up. I'm super confident. So I like it. I like that Bills tease, but I'm just going to pass it.
Very understandable. It is a little weird now that the lines move so much, but
right. Yeah. It's
we'll see. I definitely don't want to touch it straight up. I'll tease it down.
Yeah. They can get them by a field goal, I think.
All right. Our next game, we have the Chicago Bears. They are plus 7 points. They are traveling to Cleveland to take on the Browns. Over under for this game is 46.5. And I don't know if you guys saw it, but the Bears announced today that Justin Fields will be making his first career start. Does that scare you at all regarding this line, or does that make you feel even better about it? What do you think about it?
How the turns have tabled. Justin Fields comes in. I think this could be the best thing that Matt Nagy has ever had to him in his career, because everyone's wondering when's Fields coming. Any excuse he had to put him in without ripping Andy out, perfect. Dalton gets hurt, perfect opportunity for Nagy. You just say, oh, well, I put him in because he was hurt. Now you get to see how he actually plays. But he's playing a tough Browns team. We'll see. What do you think, Tone, about Fields coming in?
I'm pumped about it, honestly. I like how you described it. It was a nice opportunity. So I'm really happy he's in. I feel like he just has a lot of potential. I liked him at Ohio State a lot. He was really good. I feel like he's kind of underrated. I don't know why. So maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll be humbled. But I love him getting his first career start.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be super exciting to watch. So with that being said, I'm going to watch this from the sideline and pass the game. I'm just going to watch this as a fan because I have no idea what's going to happen with this Bears offense. He's getting his first start. I will never touch a game where a guy comes in midseason as a rookie and plays a team like the Browns. You never know what can happen. He can come out, play in Cleveland. People are going to be excited to see him. Maybe he'll go off. Maybe they get themselves a win because the Bears aren't a terrible football team. I'm going to tell you that right now. They have a good chance to win the North. So I'm going to pass the game. And with Jarvis Landry coming out and Odell possibly coming back, it's a huge question mark for me. So, Tone, I'm going to let you do the honors and taking the Browns.
I will also watch it on the sidelines with you. So I just can't do it. Like I said, I'm going to enjoy this as a fan. Who knows what's going to happen? The Browns are a little banged up. Our wide receiver core, if Odell doesn't play, is low-key questionable. So I just don't want to touch it. I want to watch them root for the Browns always, but I will also pass this game.
Next game, we have the 1-1 Baltimore Ravens. They are minus 7.5 points. They are traveling to Detroit to take on the 0-2 Lions. Over-under for this game, 49.5 points.
This is going to be a really interesting game. I feel like the Ravens have came off two sweaters, really close games. I'm happy they beat the Chiefs. Good for them. But I just don't think I can touch this game. I'm ultimately going to pass it again. I don't hate the Lions here. They played San Francisco. They played Green Bay. They lost both times, but they covered the spread in San Francisco, depending on where you got the line. They didn't cover versus Green Bay, but I wouldn't be surprised if they made this a closer game than people are thinking. I like the Lions on a teaser leg. If you can get them +14, +14.5, but I think I'm just going to pass and watch it from the sidelines.
What'd that line shift down to?
It's currently -7.5 points.
Wow. So Detroit has proved that they can play a really, really good half of football. So the second half against the 49ers, they dropped 23 points. And on Monday, they were up 17-14 in the first half. I think they finally put it together. And I'm going to take the line straight out and take the Lions getting that 7.5, because I don't think the Ravens are capable of beating anybody by more than a touchdown right now. I know they had that big win against the Chiefs, but I'm not completely sold on without J.K. Dobbins. I want to see what Lamar can do against. I mean, this Lions team, they're no joke. They may have given up 4 touchdown passes to Rodgers, but they're just Deacon Dugs. And I think this Lions team can cover. A lot of people are going to be on the Ravens here once this line goes down. So I'm pretty comfortable at 7.5.
I love it. I really do love that pick. I almost took them straight, and I'm glad I didn't. But I'm
one of us had to.
I really think they, yeah, someone had to. I really think they cover, though. I love that pick.
Thanks, dude.
All right, next game, we have a battle for the division. We have the Indianapolis Colts. They are plus 5 points, traveling to Tennessee to take on the Titans. Over under for this game, 48 points.
Yeah, this might have been the most Carson Wentz thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Who sprains both ankles? My guy sprained
both ankles. How do you even do that?
That's a talent only he has. It's extremely impressive. I think this Colts team has so much unlocked potential. They have not been able to run the ball. Jonathan Taylor, week one's had 17 carries for 56 yards. Week two, 15 carries for 51 yards. He hasn't been able to break free. I think that day might be the day. I'm going to take the Colts getting that 5 points. Even if Carson Wentz doesn't start, I'm super confident in this offense and the offensive weapons that this Colts team has. And to be fair, this Titans team is still unproven. They still got to get Julio Jones involved. I hope they're not trying to force him in. But you saw King Henry, though. He went absolutely off. I don't see him doing it again against this Colts defense. I think the Titans probably end up winning, but not more than a field goal, or maybe like a 24-20 game. So I'm going to take the Colts getting that 5 points.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely can respect that. I'm actually going to take the contrary, though. I can't help it. I feel like Tennessee had some tough opponents. They played the Cardinals, who have shown to be pretty solid so far. They played the Seahawks, and they figured it out, I guess. But I don't know. I feel like the Colts are kind of a mess right now with Wentz, and I feel like him not starting is such a downgrade. They're already kind of a questionable team. Titans actually aren't doing terribly awful as far as their rushing yards go on defense. They're not allowing a ton of yards. They're allowing a little bit over 100 yards, but I feel like they can contain them. Minus five is a weird number. I really hate taking that. I wanted to tease it, but I'm not going to. So we'll go head-to-head. I'll take Tennessee minus five.
This is our first head-to-head of the year, I think.
It is. You love to see it.
Yeah, you really do. A little friendly competition.
Head-to-head.
Only sometimes, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so last week, Pat Mahomes suffered his first September loss of his career versus the Ravens. My question to you guys, is there any chance that Herbert and the Chargers make it two in a row for the Chiefs? We have the Chargers plus 6.5, traveling to Kansas City. Over-under is 55.5. What do you guys think about this game?
I think the Chargers could absolutely win this game. I feel like they match up with the Chiefs really well. I'm going to pass this game. If it was plus 7.5, I'd be all over the Chargers. It's at 6.5, and I really think they'll probably cover that, but I'm still trying to get my feet right as far as my units go on the show, so I'm going to back off this one. I'm going to pass it, but I would definitely lean the Chargers if I can get that plus 7, plus 7.5.
Yeah, I have the same exact mindset on it. I'm also passing, but a quick little note. I think we're going to be seeing this matchup a whole lot coming throughout the years between Herbert and Mahomes. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is just the beginning. Embrace the youth of them, because we're not going to have them for too much longer. Another 20 years, just like Brady, and it went quicker than you thought. So I'm just not comparing them to Brady, but Mahomes and Herbert, I think they're eventually going to be known as the two best quarterbacks in the entire NFL. So I'm going to pass the game, but keep an eye on those two.
All right, next game we have the New Orleans Saints. They are plus 3 points. They are traveling to Foxborough to take on the New England Patriots. Over-under for this game, 43 points.
Yeah, so I am going to start a whole new teaser. I know I have one on the board still, but I'm gonna make this a little complicated. So this is my second teaser on the board, but I haven't announced my first one. And I'm going to... No, you know what? Shit, I just talked myself out of it. I'm going to pass. We're going to lean the Saints. They haven't played at home, and their stadium just caught on fire. So, it's literally a dumpster fire.
They had a hurricane a couple weeks ago. Now they got a fire.
Yeah, and they looked awful last week, obviously. And Mac Jones hasn't looked great either, though.
He looks fine, just fine. That's
right.
It.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He hasn't done anything terrible, but he hasn't done anything that I'm like, wow, he's the best quarterback in that draft class. He only scored 16 points in the first game, lost to the Dolphins. They only scored 25, and they had 4 interceptions. That defense gave him 4 interceptions, and he couldn't capitalize much at all. So I'm a pass. I think the Saints do end up winning this game, but I just don't like that. I don't know these teams. I've seen two complete. I don't know. I'm baffled right now. So I'm a pass the Saints.
Saints money line plus 135.
Just sure.
Something to look out for sure.
And I don't hate the Saints tease. I'm going to pass this game as well. Like I said, there's just too many unknown variables. It's not easy to handicap this game. So I'm going to pass. We got a lot on the slate and I don't need to push it. So I will also pass.
All right. Well, that'll take us to our next game. We have the Atlanta Falcons. This is going to be a real stinky game, boys. The Atlanta Falcons +3 traveling to New York to take on the Giants. Someone's got to win. Over under is 48.5 points. Who gets the first win of the season?
You know, I hate to do it, but I got to take the Falcons +3. I mean, Falcons have played the Eagles in Tampa Bay. That box score did not exemplify how close the Falcons really could have been in that game, to be honest. So they played Tampa Bay solid. They didn't look so good versus Philly, but I don't know. It's 3 points. The Giants are a mess. They're struggling. Saquon's just very underwhelming. I think they played well against Washington, but I don't know. For me, I got to take Atlanta +3. I love it at +3.5, but we'll see. They could still lose. Maybe it pushes.
Yeah, so something interesting I saw about this game was I kind of compared it. What I would really like to do, I like to look at money lines. And I like to compare money lines with the spread of this same spread, different game. So I had looked at the Bengals Steelers and the Falcons Giants, both 3-point spreads. I saw that the Falcons were at +133 money line, while the Bengals are back at +150 money line. And they are the same spread. So what that tells me is the Falcons have a pretty decent shot of winning this game, and they're still giving me 3 points. I'm going to have to lug that in immediately. The only thing I need to see out of the Falcons, though, is they need to run the ball. Mike Davis has been just nothing great, averaging less than 4 yards a carry. He only has 82 total yards in the first two games. So as far as rushing goes, but still, you got to see a little bit more out of the run game, because when the Falcons were good, you saw like Devontae Freeman really have an impact on that offense.
Yeah.
And then you can really get like Kyle Pitts and Calvin Ridley involved downfield. And so,
yeah, Christian Mingle just picked up Cordell Patterson on the waiver wire. So keep running it with him.
Oh,
that's nice. Fine. We also own Mike Davis, but now we have both.
Oh, so. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and he's a threat in the...
he's a wide receiver getting handoffs. So, hey, feed either one of them.
Yep. So, yeah, I think this Falcons team does end up getting the win. I'm just going to take the points, though, because I'm not going to be too pretentious with it. If they're going to give me points, I'm going to take it. But, yeah, keep an eye out when you're looking at these, especially NFL games, because you're going to see a lot of the same spreads. But look at that money line. Maybe it'll tell you a little something about that game.
All right, nice. Good insight. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Our next game, as you mentioned, we have the Cincinnati Bengals. They are +3 as well. They're traveling to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Over under for this game, 44.5 points.
Yeah. So the Steelers are just depleted right now. Let me go through some of these injuries with you. So Deontay Johnson went down last play of the game. Big Ben's got a peck. Alex Highsmith has a groin. Joe Hayden, Devin Bush, TJ Watt, Tyson Alualu. I mean, this entire team is absolutely depleted. I don't see them really pushing the ball downfield a lot. And Joe Burrow really struggled against Chicago last week. So I'm not seeing a lot of points on the board. So this is going to be the first leg of my second teaser. I'm going to take the under of 49.5. I'm going to get it past that significant 7-touchdown mark and take the under at 49.5 as the first leg of my second teaser.
Very nice. I definitely was not expecting that. So right. That would not have been my choice on that one. But like you said, the Steelers they're just so banged up right now. They just lost to the Raiders at home. The Bengals, they did come back and they beat the Vikings, and then they came back and almost covered the spread versus the Bears. So I think they have a ton of potential. I probably liked them on teaser leg, but I'm going to pass this game. I wanted to put it in, but it's a division game. Hopefully it'll be a tough fault game. I kind of like the over as well, but ultimately I'm just going to stay away and watch it from the sidelines.
Yeah, that game was at 4.5, and now it's down to 3. So
yeah, I loved it at 4.5.
Oh yeah, I was all over it.
It changed everything for me, so that's why I had to pass.
Same with me.
All right, our next game, we have the 2-0 Arizona Cardinals, -7.5 points. They are traveling to Jacksonville to take on the 0-2 Jaguars. Over under for this game is 52. And Nate, I know I already mentioned the Christian Mingle. You had mentioned Rondell Moore on the NFC Outlook. And the boys definitely picked up Rondell Moore after last week. Pretty excited about it. Cardinals have been very surprisingly nice this year. Kyler Murray looks great. Tone, I know you were a big Cardinals guy last year. So what do you guys think about the 2-0 Cardinals thus far? And what do you think about the line?
I'm pumped for the Cardinals, honestly. Like you said, I was riding them last year. I put a bet on them at the beginning of the year to make the playoffs. Feeling good. They started off 2-0. So I'm pumped about it. How do you feel, Nate?
I'm going to put a little bold statement out there for you. If this has a possibility, I think it's going to happen unless they meet each other earlier in the playoffs. But I think the NFC Championship game is the Cowboys-Cardinals. That's how high I am on this Cardinals offense right now. I mean, I know the Vikings offense put up some points against their defense, but it's not like their defenses are slouches. The Vikings have a really high-powered offense. They can score against anybody, truly. So I think this Cardinals team has, I mean, their potential is through the ceiling.
I'm actually going to do the second half of my teaser here. So I'm going to take the Cardinals -1.5. To me, it's like until Trevor Lawrence proves himself, Jacksonville's looking pretty rough. I don't feel like they got together at all. Cardinals are starting off really hot. I'm really digging them a lot. So I'll go ahead and take them -1.5. I feel like they should probably cover it outright, but I cannot not take them at 1.5 on the road versus the Jaguars. So I'll take that for the second leg of my teaser with the Bills -1.5.
Yeah, I'm going to make that easy because that's the second leg of my teaser too. That is with my Panthers game. But Trevor Lawrence, not looking so hot, boys, huh?
No.
Huh. Interesting. I wonder who thought of that. Anyway, not to toot my own horn, but I did mention Rondale Moore. He dropped 7 catches, 114 yards at a touchdown last week. And I was so high on him just based on his freshman season at Purdue. I've never seen stats like that. Personally, in my life, he dropped like 140 catches in 12 games. And he also had like 300 rushing yards with it. He's obviously in a weapon. So I love him in this offense. But yeah, I'm teasing that down. The Cards -1.5. They're going to win the game. They're going to probably cover. But if I have a tease open, I'm going to let them ride in on my tease. So I'm going to take the Cards -1 with the Panthers -1.5.
All right. So almost half of a luck it in. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. So to start the 4 o'clock slate for Sunday, we have the 0-2 New York Jets. They are +10.5 points, traveling to Denver to take on the 2-0 Broncos. Over under for this game is 41 points.
Yeah, despite the 0-2 start, the Jets, I mean, I hate to say it, their defense doesn't look bad at all. They have a tough defense out there. They gave up only 25 points to the Patriots despite those 4 interceptions, 19 points to the Panthers. So they're out there playing, and Bradley Chubb's not playing, which is huge for the Jets offense, especially Zach Wilson. He doesn't have that monster chasing after him. And Jameson Crowder is set to come back. I think this is a perfect spot for the Jets to cover. So I'm going to take the Jets getting 10.5. I hate to say it, boys, but I don't think the Broncos they're not the guys to be giving 10.5 to anybody. I know they've won by double digits both games, but I don't see them. I know they're 2-0. I don't know who they are giving 10.5 to anyone right now. So I'm going to take the Jets.
Oh, I agree with you. I don't think they should be giving them that many points. I'm going to pass this game. I took the Jets last week on teaser and they burned me, so I don't want to take them. I will take the Broncos. I'm in a survivor league where you pick 3 teams every week. So I will take the Broncos just to win outright. I think it's a pretty much a lock pick for your survivor leagues, but I don't want to touch this game as far as the over-under goes or the spread. I'll go ahead and pass.
All right, next game, we have the Miami Dolphins. They are +4 points. They are taking on the impressive 2-0 Las Vegas Raiders. And for this game, Tua's been declared out. Jacoby Brissett's going to be starting. Do you guys like Miami more with Tua in, or do you like them more with Tua out?
I think I like them more with Tua out, I guess, because I don't know. I feel like he's pretty solid. But what do you think, Nate? You're more of a Miami kind of sewer, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm a big Miami guy. My whole family grew up Miami fans, so I take a extra peek on him here and there. So Tua, he's not as bad as a lot of people say. I don't think he's franchised by any means, but he's not terrible. He's good at kind of protecting the ball and get it short to the playmakers. Jacoby Brissett, he had a tough game, but you can't really expect the backup to come in and play great against the Bills defense like that. So I don't mind that Jacoby's starting. I like that he probably knew he was starting all week, so he had the time to game plan and get ready for it. So I know it's your pick, Tone, but I'm going to go ahead and make my pick because I think the Raiders are extremely overvalued at this moment. I'm going to take full advantage of it and take Miami getting that 4 points because I don't see the Raiders laying that many points unless they're playing like a bottom of the barrel team, obviously. And Miami is everything but that. So I'm going to take Miami getting that 4 points. Even if the Raiders do win, there's no way they beat them by more than a field goal.
Oh, man, you can look that in so fast. I mean, that's exactly what I have here. The Raiders are extremely overvalued right now, which, you know, they're playing well, so good for them. Derek Carr's leading the league in, you know, passing yards. I just think that this is a position. Miami just got blown out. I don't think the Raiders are that much better than Miami, if they are at all. I think Miami could definitely win this game. So plus four feels like a bargain. Definitely love them tease, lock that in all day. I mean, I'll take them plus four. We'll lock that in. Again, we know Tua's out. We don't know about Derek Carr. Derek Carr might not play this game. So, yeah, he was banged up. There's a chance he doesn't play either. If he doesn't play, I love Miami.
Oh, I'm
sure the line will shift. But, you know, for me, I think it's just probably one of the higher plays as far as the week goes that I'm on. So I'll take them plus four. Lock it in.
All right. Lock it in. Love it. All right. So the next game is the game I'm most looking forward to this upcoming week. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are -1.5 points. They are going to Los Angeles to take on the Rams. Both teams are 2-0. Over under for this game is 54.5. So they're expecting a lot of scoring. Someone's got to lose. Both teams look great. Who are you guys taking on this one?
Go ahead, Tone. I took your first from you last time.
Oh, it's okay. So for me, I'm going to do one more teaser and I'm going to take a couple guys at home and, you know, we'll see how it goes. But I love the Rams in this spot. If I can tease them out to +7.5 at home, their defense is solid. You know, we know about their defensive line. Jalen Ramsey's got to be one of the best, you know, defensive backs in the league. So I feel really good about that. I don't know. I like the Rams. I think they can win this game easily, but +7.5 feels like a lock to me. It almost feels too good to be true, but we'll see. They can get some pressure on Brady, keep it close, and I will make that the first leg of my second teaser. And I'll disclose the second at a later time, probably very quickly.
Let me make it a little more confusing. So this is the second leg of my second teaser. And that's going with my Steelers under. I have the same thing, but a lot of sports book right now is showing at 1, but that doesn't scare me away whatsoever because when you go from 7.5 to 7, that's really not that significant because I'll take a push if they want me to. Like if that's what they're trying to bait me towards, then I'll take the push. I'm going to take the Rams getting 7 or 7.5, whichever sports book you're going through. So that's going to
Let's make it 7.5 officially because that's what we have right here. So,
okay. Yeah. So, and Antonio Brown might not be playing, which it might not be a big deal with Evans, Godwin, Bates, and you got all those running backs in the backfield. I just think this Rams offense is going to, nothing to sneeze at. Matthew Stafford fits perfectly. I know Henderson might not be playing, but Sony Michel can really step in. He knows the offense a lot better because he was a new acquisition. So I think they don't lose much if Henderson doesn't play. So yes, Rams 7.5.
That's another half of a luck it in. So very cool. Next game, we have the 1-1 Seattle Seahawks. They are -2 points. They are traveling to Minnesota to take on the 0-2 Vikings, the stinky Vikings.
Yeah, we suck.
Over under for this game is 55 points. How do you feel about the Vikings, man? Pretty disappointed so far, or are you feel optimistic?
I'm not. Huh? Only because we could easily be 2-0. We lost in overtime to the Bengals, lost on a game-winning field goal within 40 yards. And we're playing tough. We have a really good ball club. It's all about getting past Seattle. We can't start 0-3. If we're able to go 1-2 and beat a tough team like Seattle, I think that switches the season completely around. But overall, I'm just going to have a hard pass on this. I'm going to watch this as a Minnesota Viking fan. I don't want any action on it. I know I hit on them last week, but I just want to see them beat these guys. So I'm a pass. This is all heart. I don't need to put my heart into my record. So I'm gonna pass.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and actually take the Vikings. So I'm gonna make that the second leg of my teaser. Vikings plus 8. Like you said, the Vikings could easily be 2-0 right now. I just feel like they're in a great bounce back spot. It's their first game at home. It's hard to bet against Russell Wilson. That's why I'm not gonna take it straight up. I do feel like Vegas is just begging you to take Seattle. But I think that, you know, the Vikings match up a little better than we might think with the Seahawks. Again, the Seahawks are on the road, and I got to take them plus 8. I feel like that's a good number. Again, I don't know if they'll win, but I feel like that's a number they should be able to cover at home and hopefully come out and have a little more explosive.
Let's offense, hope so.
Defense, et cetera. Yep.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope they throw out the Justin Jefferson this week.
Come. Yeah, me too.
Our Sunday night football game, we have the Green Bay Packers. They are plus 3.5 points. They are traveling to San Francisco to take on the 2-0 49ers. Over-under for this game, 47.5 points.
This should be a really good Sunday night football game, honestly. I got to pass it, ultimately. I really like the over. I do feel like the 49ers will be able to score on the Packers' defense. We know Aaron Rodgers, Devontae, they're going to get theirs. I love the over, but I just don't like that line as much. I had over in my notes, but I'm just going to go ahead and pass it because it's hard to say what you're going to get out of either one of these teams right now. We have some injuries, some concerns, so I'll just pass and watch from the sideline.
Yeah, and I'm not completely convinced that anybody in the entire world knows where Aaron Rodgers' mind's at.
Right.
Like, I'm going to pass this game as well because I don't know who the Packers are because Aaron Rodgers is their identity, and I don't even think he knows who the hell he is. So that's terrifying. I don't want to touch a Packers game as far as the spread goes. I agree with you. I would lean the over, but the only reason I do that, the only reason I pass that is because I might have one more game to bet here, and I'm just going to leave that one alone. I'm going to enjoy the game. The Packers should cover, by the way. 3.5 is a weird number. I know they're on the road, but I think they cover, but I'm going to pass.
All right. Well, that will take us to our last game, the Monday night football game. We have the Philadelphia Eagles. They are plus 4 points. They're traveling to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Over under for this game is 51 points.
Yeah. So this is obviously my Super Bowl pick. I'm sticking to it still. Haven't given up. Cowboys. I don't think on the Monday night stage. I hate the Cowboys, but man, it's hard not to witness what they're doing. But I think they do cover. But I'm going to go ahead and take the over at 51 just because I think they're two highly powered offenses. DeMarcus Lawrence is hurt. A lot of beat up guys on that Dallas Cowboys bench or on their defense. So I'm going to take the over at 51 and I'm just going to keep riding that Monday night over until it lets me down.
I like it.
I love it. I mean, I'm going to pass that. I really wanted to take it, but I'm just trying to be a little more conservative this week. So I love that over. The Cowboys have no problem scoring. The Eagles didn't score a ton last week versus the 49ers, but I feel like they have a lot of power in their offense. So I think that over is a really good pick. I'm going to pass it, but I definitely would lean the over.
All right. Well, that was your Luck Changers Week 3 lines. If you like any of them, jump on them. If you don't like any of them, then
fail us,
I guess. Yeah, right. Whatever. But that'll take us to the segment you've all been waiting for. That's the NFL DraftKings segment. And Tone, do you want to go ahead and kick us off with your quarterback first?
Yeah. So a team that I have faith in, I feel like Nate's definitely going to appreciate this, but I'm going to go with Kirk Cousins.
Hey.
$6,300. Vikings, Seahawks, hopefully there'll be a lot of offense, and I'm going to go with Kirk Cousins lead my team.
And I'm going to go ahead and politely dismiss you from the league that you're in. And
nice guy.
Go ahead and luck it in because I also have Kirk Cousins at $6,300 because I'm not sold on the Seattle's defense. And like I said earlier, Minnesota can move the ball up and down the field against literally anybody. You could put the best defense out there. We'll score at least 24 plus points.
All right.
Very nice.
I'm going to go ahead and
defense sucks though.
I'm going to go ahead and take Teddy Bridgewater at $5,800 for my quarterback.
Okay.
For my running back, I'm going to go with Najee Harris, $6,600. He's playing that Bengals defense. I feel really good about him to get some yards. I feel like Pittsburgh's offense is struggling as a whole, but they love to run the ball. So hopefully he can get a lot of touches, get a lot of carries, and I'll take him for 6,600.
Yeah, I love that pick, especially with Big Ben being beat up and Deontay Johnson might not be playing. I think they got to give the ball to somebody, so that's a huge pick. But I'm going to go ahead a little more high-end with my running back and run with a hot hand, Austin Eckler. He's playing a pretty weak Kansas City defense. They love throwing him the ball, and you know me, I love my PPR running backs. So at 7,200, I still think I could get good value out of him, and I still was able to finesse my team for it to look pretty. So I'm going to take Austin Eckler as my first running back at 7,200.
All right. I went ahead and snagged up Tyson Williams, Baltimore Ravens, 5,800.
Nice.
Tyson.
I think that's how they pronounce it.
That's how it's spelled.
Right.
So very nice. 5,800. Value, baby.
For my second running back, I'm going to go with Joe Mixon. So I'm going to take the other running back in this game. I don't know. I feel like they're going to do a lot of ground and pound. I know Joe Burrow can definitely get some passes off, but this Pittsburgh defense is depleted, and I think Joe Mixon is the perfect guy to take advantage of that. So I'll take him for 6,300.
Love that pick again. I think you got a pretty good DraftKings shaping up. I went ahead with a little more value myself on running backs. I think this guy's extremely undervalued already. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's only 4,800. I know he fumbled last week, and he hasn't really performed to the best of his abilities, but I think the best is yet to come. So when he's 4,800, I can imagine his price point's going to be going up this year. So I'm going to jump all over him at 4,800. I think he has a really good week against the Chargers. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire for 4,800.
Yeah, the next running back I took, it was someone who a lot of, well, I don't want to say a lot, but some leagues were taking him in the first round. If not first round, he was a high to mid second round pick. I saw a lot of value, and that's also Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Right on.
So 4,800. I saw that price. It didn't seem right, and it's been a rough first couple games for him, but I really like that price. So
he was my second round pick. So like, this is a cry for help. Saquon before him. And I mean, Michael Thomas is on there. Odell is on there, and Julio. And
I can a really interesting price. I did see him down there. That was, it was weird, but okay. For my first wide receiver, I'm going to go with Justin Jefferson. 7,200, I'm going to pair him with Kirk Cousins.
Hopefully they throw it to him.
I think he will. I mean, he has quite a bit of targets. Justin Jefferson has 19 targets, which is tied for 13th in the league. So I feel like he'll get the ball. Hopefully he'll continue to get those kind of targets. And I'll take him for 7,200 all day.
Yeah, he's my second most expensive receiver, but I'm just going to go ahead and luck it in. I also paired him with Kirk Cousins.
Nice.
Thielen had a really good week last week, so I think it's only right that Jefferson really goes in this week. And obviously, like I said, Seattle needs this win, so they're gonna put it all out there. And I love Justin Jefferson at 7,200.
So I have a common theme in my fantasy league where both weeks now I have ended up playing a wide receiver that's absolutely destroyed me. So I went to my matchup this week and I wanted to see, which receiver does my opponent have? And I'm using him as my DraftKings wide receiver, so at least I can get some sort of benefit. Lucky guy for me, my opponent this week has Tyreek Hill. So give me Tyreek Hill.
There's your
$8,400.
There it was.
Yep. Very nice. Can't wait for him to go off this week.
Hell yeah. He's definitely going to go off. He always does. Yeah. I mean, shit.
Hell yeah.
Okay. For my second wide receiver, you know, I know this guy went off last week, and I hate to take him back to back weeks, but if it's not broken, don't fix it. I'm taking Cooper Kupp, 6,800. He clearly seems to be Matt Stafford's favorite target. He loves throwing him the ball. They're playing Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who we saw the Dallas game. They clearly can get passed on. So I feel like Cooper Kupp should definitely get a lot of targets, get a decent amount of yards. And at $6,800, I still feel like he's undervalued. So I'll take him all day.
Yeah, I love that pick. I have a pretty expensive guy still, and he's 7,300. He's playing against an awful defense in the Minnesota Vikings. I'm taking DK Metcalf. I know Tyler Lockett has been going absolutely off, but I think DK is going to reinsert himself in a big way against the Minnesota Vikings this week. So I think DK Metcalf has all the potential in the world to be the number one scoring wide receiver this week. So I'm going to take DK at 7,300.
All right. I'm going to stay in the same game, same team. I'm going to go ahead and take Tyler Lockett, $7,400.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Very nice. Yeah, I actually almost took both those guys because I wanted to take Russell and pair him with one of those, but I ended up going the opposite side. But I like both those picks. I'm going to go with Keenan Allen. So I'll take him for my third wide receiver. If he's my third guy, $6,600, that feels like a bargain to me. I know Mike Williams is getting a lot more attention and a lot more targets, but Keenan Allen's still true. And I feel like at $6,600, you really can't beat that. So I'll take him as my third wide receiver.
Yeah, I got a little value out of my third wide receiver. I went really cheap. I went with Jalen Waddle at $4,600 against this Raiders defense. Jacoby Brissett's going to need a guy who he can dump it down to and get a lot of yards after the catch. And there's nobody better on that team than Jalen Waddle. So at $4,600, I'm going to put Jalen Waddle as my third wide receiver.
Okay. I went heavy value, and I also tried to stay in tune with this week's episode. And I also like to stay in tune with Christian Mingle. So for my third wide receiver, give me Rondale Moore.
Okay.
$5,000. Had a nice solid 2 weeks. I'm afraid that he's not going to do anything this week. But I feel like for that value, that price point, he could have a really nice week again. So I'll take Rondale Moore.
Very nice. Okay. For my tight end, I'll take Cole Kmet. So he's $3,200. I just feel like I've kind of been high on him this whole year. He has a lot of potential. They're playing the Browns, so I'm sure it's going to be some frustrating bullshit. So I might as well take Cole Kmet, and I can kind of root for him passively on the sidelines. So I'll take him as my tight end. He's a pretty value play for me at $3,200.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my offensive rookie of the year choice. He's $4,900, so I spent a little bit extra on a tight end, but I think Kyle Pitts is going to go off against this Giants defense. Matt Ryan's going to need, I mean, I could see him getting 3 touchdowns possibly. I think Kyle Pitts has an amazing week this week. So keep an eye out. If you want a tight end, you probably save a little money and not get Travis Kelce, who's 8,000.
For my tight end, I'm going to go ahead and take the MVP of my fantasy football team thus far. I got to go TJ Hockenson.
Nice.
$5,200. Love the value. He's just been absolutely killing it this year. I think you could put him among the top tight ends in the NFL, and you're getting him at a much better price on DraftKings. So if you are looking to spend a little bit more on other spots, consider TJ Hockenson for the tight end spot.
Good pick.
Yeah, he's really nice. I feel like Detroit has some sleepers on offense, honestly. But for my flex, I'm going to go ahead and take Marvin Jones Jr. He's actually tied for 10th in, as far as target goes in the NFL. So he's getting a lot of looks. I know there's some balls to be spread around that Jacksonville offense, but Trevor Lawrence really seems to like him. He gives him the ball a lot, and he's $4,900. So I'll give him a chance, and I will take him as my flex position.
Yeah, I went ahead with the hometown guy. I'm going to take Kareem Hunt as my flex. He's $5,600. I love him catching the balls out of the backfield. Chubb had a huge week last week, so I'm obviously a firm believer in someone had a good week the week before, so I'm going to take the other guy this week. So at $5,600, he's kind of expensive, a little more than I thought he would be, but if they're going to do that, so I'm going to spend my money and hope he gets a couple touchdowns.
Hunt's been kicking ass this year.
Yeah, he looks good.
For my flex, I am going Noah Fant. $4,800. I wanted that little quarterback to target combo. So that's kind of how I had to squeeze it in there. I got really low on money. So no fan at the flex.
Hey, I don't dislike that at all. He's solid. For my defense, I'm going to go with, I also didn't have a lot of money left. It was kind of tough. So I'm going to take the Bengals. I just feel like the Steelers offense has been down. Hopefully we can catch them slipping one more week, despite Najee Harris getting a couple touchdowns. But I don't know. I feel like, hopefully they can do something. Again, I didn't have a lot of money left, and the Steelers offense has kind of been struggling. So I will go ahead and take the Bengals for $2,100.
I also have the Bengals for $2,500 for every single reason that you just said. So we'll, I'll luck that in.
Very nice. Interesting.
All right. Well, to round my squad, I am going with the Seattle Seahawks. So
nice guy.
$2,800.
Didn't you just hear what I was saying this whole time?
Yeah, Seattle Seahawks. So that's the DraftKings. And real quick, I just want to say, it seems like we've been impacting some lives out there as far as DraftKings goes. Yeah. Our guy, D-Say, I know he's got a guy, Jeremy. Shout out to Jeremy for listening to the show.
What's up, Jeremy? Thank you.
If I understand correctly, he was taking a little bit of our insight, and I think he made $100, right?
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, $100 off the
love to hear it.
DK. So shout out to him. And Nate, I think you got a guy that was listening to our DKs.
Yeah, shout out to Guy. at
Shout out Guy.
Yeah, he's at the gym that I'm acquainted with, and he's been doing really well in his Survivor League. So
nice.
Shout out him.
Out here touching lives and impacting people.
Oh yeah.
That's what we're here for.
So yeah, now I think it's the moment we've all been waiting for.
What did he say?
All right. What did he say? So the question of the week, I had mentioned that Zach Wilson had a pretty rough game, threw four picks. And the question was, who holds the record for most interceptions in a rookie season? I want to say we got a little bit of interaction. Someone hit us up on the Twitter with the correct answer. So I'll shout them out. But I want to get your guys' answers first. If any of you guys would like to do the honors.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about this one. I'm going to go ahead and say Peyton Manning has the most interceptions for rookie season.
Okay. And Tone, do you have any answers?
Oh, man. I was going to go with Jake DeHolm.
Okay. Hmm. Interesting.
All right.
I don't know. I just feel like he is trash. So.
All right. So we got a answer from Caleb Schaefer at Schaefer K 2018. So shout out to our guy for interacting. He got this one right. His answer, Peyton Manning.
Hey, let's go.
Hey, luck changers.
Appreciate the feedback on the tweeter. And that'll be LCP 2, DSA 2.
Yeah. I just
love to see that.
But no.
Very nice, Nate.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think that stat just, they always love to reiterate whenever a new rookie quarterback comes in and throws a ton of interceptions. So they go, well, look at all of these ones that Peyton's thrown. So it just kind of stuck with me. But good question. We appreciate the, it was nice that you gave us one that we could answer. We don't want to get our asses kicked too bad. So I appreciate the layup for now, but I'm ready for, I think it's going to get pretty ugly at some point.
It just depends how the scoreboard's looking.
If it gets like way too ugly. No, but anyway, do we have really anything else on the slate?
That's it for me, guys. It was a great time last week. It's good to be back in the studio. Hopefully, Tone, I know you're heading to vacation, so have a great vacation. Can't wait to get us all back in the studio together soon. That's it for me.
Yeah. Nothing but good vibes sent your way, Tone. Hopefully all is well soon.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate you making it via webcam, if anything. So it was nice to have you on. Anyway, if you guys haven't yet, go ahead, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all at Luck Changers Podcast. Twitter's at Luck Changers. We have an email at luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. Go ahead and shoot us an email if you have any questions about spread, a game, a DraftKings, a fantasy question, who to sit, who to start. Go ahead and just shoot us any questions you have, and we will be sure to respond to you guys on the show and in person and via anything that you DM us on. So check us out on all those. We appreciate you guys still hanging on and listening. Thank you so much, co-host Tone, moderator AJ, editor behind the scenes guy DSA. We are the Luck Changers. We are out.
Moderator out.
Adios.
Peace. I'm out of here.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.